Start, everyone. This is the CLNS Media Network's Patriots postgame show. Marvin is on, Mike Molyneux. We are here right after the Patriots game where they get the win over the hated New York Jets, 27-13. Marv, first half, close game.
Right.
You know, 10-10 going into the half, but the Patriots come out pretty dominant in the second half and secure the win. One thing that I'm very impressed about is the fact that, one, Tom Brady had a solid game, a game that we haven't seen from him in a while. And on top of that, he really spread the ball around, targets going to every which type of way, the different options that he has. The Patriots put everything that they had offensively on show today against the New York Jets.
Yeah, man, this was a game where you wanted the Patriots to come out and really show their dominance on the AFC East, especially, you know, having the bye week, coming off a bye week and coming off a performance you did against the Tennessee Titans. You wanted the Patriots to really show you something here. And the first half was a little iffy, Mike. You know, it was back and forth. The Jets were still clinging on to the game. Patriots didn't really, you know, force their will. Second half, different story. You saw the Patriots come out, you know, really spread the ball, like you were saying, Mike, and dominate the run game. The run game on offense was really strong. Sony Michel, you know, had the bulk of the carries with 21 and 133 yards and a touchdown. James White, 73 yards off of 9 carries. Cordarrelle Patterson got in there a little bit when Sony Michel suffered an injury that looked a lot worse than it was. You know, luckily he got back in. So the running game was dominant. Receiving game, everyone got involved. Edelman, big game from him, 4 receptions. Gordon had a decent game with 5 receptions. Gronkowski, finally,
welcome back,
got a touchdown. We haven't seen that since week 1. So Gronk was involved. Hogan, Dorsett, White, Patterson, all these guys got some touches in the passing game from Tom Brady. So great ball movement, great offensive game plan from the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, again, just looking at the stats based on, excuse me, what you were just talking about, Edelman, 5 targets, Josh Gordon, 5 targets, Rob Gronkowski, 7 targets, 2 targets for Hogan, 2 for Michel, 2 for Dorsett, another 5 for James White, and 2 for Patterson. You know, it was a big point of emphasis that Tom Brady made before the bye, saying, you know, obviously he knew that he spent a lot of time forcing the ball to Josh Gordon, even forcing the ball to Edelman sometimes. He had to make sure that he spread the ball around and got everybody involved. You know, this Patriots offense has a lot of options. They have a lot of weapons. And obviously, if you show teams that you're only going to be locked into 2, maybe 3 guys, you know, you get pretty predictable. But when you have a game like today where you utilize all the weapons that you have, you know, Chris Hogan, a lost guy, you know, in this Patriots offense, yes, he only had 2 targets and 2 receptions, but the fact that he was able to be a threat out there, you know, is very important for this team moving forward, because when you face teams, you know, more prominent defenses, you got to keep, you know, opposing defenses on their toes and what to expect and not knowing what to expect from this Patriots offense. So very happy about that. Again, you just talked about a little bit, just having Sony Michel and James White
back
fully healthy. Sony Michel had that scare there, but he's able to come back in, and for the first time in, I think they said since the Jonas Gray game, that the Patriots were able to crack 200 yards rushing. I think that was the correct stat. But it's something that hasn't been done in a while, you know, that they crack that stat and put up those numbers.
I mean, when you get a guy that can run for 130 yards, it's a luxury to have. Yeah. It's really luxury. And James White pitching in 73 yards off a rushing, you know, almost averaging 7 yards a carry. That's amazing. That's what you need from a duo tandem. You know, they're not as great as we want to say Kamara and Ingram, yeah, but this is a solid duo that's really helped you during that win streak that you had earlier. That was the tandem that really propelled you. And they had a great game. Usually, it's James White who's the one that's, you know, having the big game with the catches, you know, Brady's number one target. But this game was really focused on the run. Run heavy, eye formation, punch it down the middle. And Sony Michel was amazing.
Absolutely.
Even when he came back, he broke out some big 20-yard runs. So this is something to look forward to going forward into the weeks, because now, you know, Burkhead also is coming back. We don't know when he's coming back in a couple of weeks. And with him, he's your insurance now.
Yeah.
That's your insurance kid, because you saw what happened. When Sony Michel goes out, it's like, back to the Cordarrelle Patterson. Now teams have weeks to prepare for Cordarrelle Patterson for those gadget plays. So I don't think that's going to fool anyone going into the future. So having Rex Burkhead coming back is going to be huge for this team.
Yeah, once Rex Burkhead is back, I think that spells the end of the Cordarrelle Patterson experiment at running back. I personally, I don't want to see him at the running back position anymore. Yes, he's had a couple solid carries, but you know, if you have Rex Burkhead back into the mix, just stick with that three-headed monster of Burkhead, Michelle, and James White. I think those are the three guys that should be carrying the ball moving forward. But one area of this game that's still, you know, an area for the Patriots, I want to say, that's still a work in progress, even though Gronk is back, is the red zone. You know, Patriots still seem to kind of struggle when it comes down to red zone offense. Obviously, they were able to get, I think it was Sony Michel who was able to punch it in down on the goal line. But, you know, they only got that, they got that carry from Sony Michel after a couple stops on first and second down. Again, Gronk, I don't think, was targeted at all in the red zone too much, if any, this game. So that's one area for the Patriots that I feel like you need to make improvements there, because if you get down in the red zone against teams, that's where you put the hammer down and really put up points. And they seem that just seem from this game that that's an area where they need to continue to improve on.
Yeah, so Gronk had seven targets, you know, a couple down the field to the end zone. Wasn't red zone targets you're talking about, but there were a couple down the field. So Brady was looking for him. You can tell that, you know, when Brady wasn't throwing Gronk the ball, there has to be something wrong.
Yeah.
Several weeks before he got out, Brady wasn't even looking at Gronk's direction. This week, seven times, he had, I think, the second most targets or the most targets in the game. Yeah, he had the most targets in this game. So you can tell that Gronk is definitely better, show something in practice that he could start causing separation. There was times he had one-on-one coverage, Mike. Yeah. They just missed it a couple of times here and there, which will get better now that Gronk looks like he can finally get back into rotations of things. So I'm not too worried about Rob Gronkowski. He looked okay. His future plan, we've talked about it a couple times on the Patriots roundtable. What's long term for Gronk? We don't know. This is looking like this could be it. You know, I'm not trying to forecast Gronk's career or anything, but it's time to get him rolling now.
Yeah,
you know, that touchdown in the first quarter was huge for him.
It looked like vintage Gronk. It looked like something we've seen, that Tom Brady and Gronk, that connection that they built over the years. It looked exactly like that. You know, Tom Brady put the ball there for him. And Gronkowski, it was in an area where the defender probably could have made a play on the ball with it, whether it was a pass deflection or interception. But Gronkowski kind of took that ball away from the defender, secured it, and was able to get the touchdown. Now, again, three receptions, 56 yards and a touchdown. We've seen Gronk put up bigger numbers than that. But again, with all the options that this team has on offense, you know, those are the numbers. I'll take a three receptions, 50-something yards and a touchdown from Gronk. As long as, you know, he stays involved and he's a solid weapon out there for Brady, you can't be mad at that, because, again, something that not many people want to talk about, Tom Brady, obviously he did have a good game today, 20 for 31, 283 yards, two touchdowns. Still, sometimes it seems like his passes don't have the same zip on it or whatnot. Whether you want to attribute that to age or decline, who knows? I'm not making a declaration on anything, but the more weapons, the merrier for Tom Brady in this offense.
Of course, and a guy who stepped up was Edelman. This was a great game from Edelman. He looked, talk about vintage. That looked like vintage Edelman out there, fighting for the ball, yards after the carry, you know, got that touchdown, the touchdown that he got when he ran it in up for the yards after the carry. That's what you like to see from Edelman, and you would like to see that more from the other players, because he's the one who gets things going. When Brady targets him in third down and he can go get an extra 10 yards for you, that's what gets the offense going, which was huge. You know, Mike spreading the ball around Hogan, he had two big catches in this game as well.
Absolutely.
You know, this guy's disappeared from the Patriots offense. Now, we're not saying two games is amazing, but it's something that on the two targets that he got, he caught him. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady looked to him twice, and there were two big plays. Dorsett, he had two targets, 10 yards in the game. So Brady's pitching it into anyone who's available at the time, which is really good to see. Continue forward to surprise James White. He didn't. He only got one reception this game. This is a guy who's been Brady's number one target. So maybe when Brady was saying he knows he was force feeding guys, maybe James White was one of them that he was force feeding, trying to spread the ball out more. And that, it was more efficient. Brady was more efficient this game, 20 for 31, like you said. So this was a great game plan. And obviously it was more run focused.
Yeah, I agree. And against this team in the New York Jets, running the ball, not a problem at all. You can make that happen and force it down their throats in terms of having Sony Michel and James White do their thing. I will say, if we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit, defensively, though, yes, you only gave up 13 points to the Jets. But the plays that the Jets were able to make, it was some big plays out there. And again, in my opinion, I feel like if the Patriots were facing more of a formidable opponent out there, this game probably could have been a lot closer. Josh McCown, I think he's the third oldest quarterback in the league. After Brady and Breeze, it goes Josh McCown. And for a while there, yes, the game kind of got away from him later on in the second half. But for a while, he was making some solid plays out there on the secondary. He was running the ball a little bit too. Three carries for 25 yards, 8.3 yards per carry. Like, you can't let that happen. In my opinion, this game, they shouldn't even reach 13 points. The Patriots should have come out more dominant. Yes, again, 13 points, not bad at all. You can't complain about that. But against a team like the Jets, you got to come out and make a statement. And I was actually looking for a shutout. It's a lot to ask
That's
for.
That's a lot to ask
it's
for.
It's a lot to ask for.
That's a lot to ask for. I'm in the opposite. I liked what I saw from this Patriots defense. You know, there was a lot of times where – the Patriots offense put the defense in a hole. There was a lot of penalties in this game.
A lot
of penalties from the offensive line. The defense had to come out off a bad situation. I thought they handled themselves. I loved with Patrick Chung. I loved how he played today. He was all over the field. I believe he led the team in 13 tackles. Yeah. Van Noy, great game from Van Noy rushing McCown. Trey Flowers, him and Dietrich Wise, they rushed McCown a lot. They had great games. So I liked what I saw from this defense. Of course, you know, it's not a formidable opponent like the Pittsburgh Steelers or anything like that, but it can get things going. 13 points is 13 points, Mike. You'll win 90% of your games, you're the New England Patriots, if you let up only 13 points. So you can't get too upset about this defense. The touchdown to Curse, that was disappointing. The one that he had a one-handed catch earlier to start off their possession, and then he got free for the touchdown. So there's things you need to shore up, especially in the red zone. But 13 points. McCown is not the greatest quarterback. You rushed him, you forced him under pressure plays, caused an interception. So I'm not too upset.
Yeah. If you can push forward in the season and only allow 13 points to the next couple of opponents, again, it'll look like a lot more wins that'll be heading the Patriots' way, and that's what you want to see. You know, right now, sitting at an 8-3 record, the number one seed's not too far to question. Obviously, you need a lot of things to fall in your favor in terms of the Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs. But the Patriots are still right there fighting for opportunity to get home field advantage and that bye in the first round. So you got to keep stringing these wins together. Obviously, you get the Jets. You know, a couple more divisional matchups coming up. You know, a game against the Steelers coming up as well. You got to keep stringing wins together if you want to stay a part of this race. Obviously, just making the playoffs is great, but we're not. This is the New England Patriots. This is not the Cleveland Browns or something like that.
Okay.
It's not about just making the playoffs here. You want to be hopefully number one seed, hopefully home field advantage throughout. So Patriots are staying right there in the mix, and they need to continue doing that for sure.
And so next week will be a good test. You know, you get the Minnesota Vikings. They come here. They come here to New England, and Vikings is not the same Vikings team as last year. You know, their defense isn't as dominant as it was. And your offense now with this running attack, you got Gronkowski back. Your offense should be able to score points against this team. But we also know they got some guys out there in their offensive weapons that can score. They got Thielen, they got Diggs. You know, Latavius Murray or Dalvin Cook, you never know which one is going to go off for them. And Kirk Cousins can sling the ball, and he's not afraid to sling the ball. Stephon Gilmore and McCourty are going to need to be on their A game because Kirk Cousins is going to put up points. And, you know, you look at this offense, those penalties, the offensive line needs to be better. You can't have too many penalties. You got to make sure that you finish every drive against this team, because you don't know. You still don't know how great this defense is. I know you only let up 13 points tonight, but that's against the Jets. Yeah. They don't have anyone. This team has a lot of weapons. Diggs and Thielen, that's a bad, bad duo, man. That's a bad duo. You can arguably say it's the best wide receiver duo up there with Schuster and Brown. So,
oh, boy.
You really got your hands full with this one.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you mentioned, I think one area of the game that you could be happy about is the fact that it is taking place in New England. And right now the Patriots are sitting 5-0 at home. And I've really been defending Gillette Stadium very well all season long. So it'll be a good matchup. It's definitely more of a tougher opponent than the New York Jets. But obviously you want to play a great game and you want to keep those guys in check that you just mentioned. One guy who I definitely want to talk about is a guy, again, who's back, you know, the big storyline around him a little bit more, is Gronk. Can he really head down the rest of the season and kind of erase, if he comes out and has more performances like this?
Right.
Can he possibly put an end to any of the talk that was kind of...
What talk?
Around him.
Explain the talk.
The talk of maybe he's done. Maybe the injuries have caught up to him. Maybe he's not the top guy in New England anymore.
Right.
Maybe Patriots are trying to move on from him for a reason. If he were to come out after this bye week, not miss a game, you know, grab a 7.
That's asking for a lot. It's asking for a lot. To answer your question, it's tricky. Right, so he had 3 receptions here for 50 yards. That's what he's been doing all year. That's what he's been doing all year. And what I was telling everyone when they were panicking about Gronk, what happened? I said, this is usually a Gronk game. The only difference is he comes with a touchdown.
Yeah.
This today he came with a touchdown. So today we're gonna say Gronk had a great game, but he still only had 3 receptions. It was still only 50 yards. You know, he got targeted 7 times. Four of them didn't work out. It didn't connect. So let's not get fooled by this game and say, whoa, Gronk is back, everything's well. Or let's not get too down and say, oh, he's still finished. Gronk is what he's been all year. Look at the tape. This is what it is. You know, he looks a little healthier. Obviously, his ankle was messing him up. Obviously, he had some back problems that we just found out about. So can he erase it? He can get better. I mean, this year can only go up. He can string a couple games where he can get – a touchdown, maybe hopefully 5 receptions. You know, there were plays there that were left on the field for Gronk and Brady that they should be able to connect on. Those one-on-ones, usually that's automatic.
Yeah.
Brady sees Gronk one-on-one matchup, it's easy money. That didn't work out today. That was a little disappointing. But to say Gronk is finished, that's ridiculous. Even during the times where he wasn't catching, like the Kansas City game, Mike, which I still think is his best game, Gronk wasn't catching the balls. He was blocking. He was helping to block the run game. They even mentioned it today in the podcast how Gronk is going to be huge. Sony Michel and James White, that duo, you want that to continue happening. Gronk is going to be a major factor, that, especially with Dwayne Allen being out for right now. So I think Gronk is going to be fine. Is he going to be an elite 6 to 7 catches, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns a game? No, we might not see that. We might see that once, you know, one time in the blue moon, but that's not going to happen anymore for what we know. 3 receptions, 58 yards, 1 touchdown. That's been Gronk all year, and that's what we're going to see.
Hey, I won't be mad if that's the case at all. I'm looking at the comments here. Thanks and shout out to everybody tuning in.
Of course.
Added in the comments. One comment, that was made by D. Murphy. He said the O-line was back. It was all about Shaq Mason. And I got to agree with him 100%. I think the O-line was awesome today. Running backs can be great. You can have great running backs in this league. But the offensive line has to be the guys that are somewhat part in the seat for you when it comes to the running game. Same thing with the pass game. You have a great quarterback. But as long as that quarterback has great protection, quarterback has all day to dissect the defense. So I got to give a shout out to the guys on the offensive line. Brady didn't take a sack in this game, you know. And that's what you want to see. Again, 41-year-old quarterback.
Keep
he's not,
upright.
Not a mobile quarterback. He's not going to be scrambling too much. So you want to do your best job in making sure he's able to drop back, survey the field, and dissect the secondary. And he was able to do that today. Again, probably one of the best games Brady has had over the past couple of weeks. A lot of that credit has to go to what we saw from the offensive line led by Shaq Mason.
Yeah, but once again, just the penalties. The penalties were a killer. You can praise the offensive line for keeping Brady upright, having a great game in the running game, but there was a lot of penalties. That's what stalled the first half. And you look at the first half, it goes 10-10. You're asking, what's going on here? Yeah. You know, the Andrews, you got Brown. So sure up those penalties. And yeah, the offensive line is going to be good. They've had a good year so far. You can't point that one thing where the offensive line has been really bad at. So continue what they're doing. Sure up on the penalties, and you're looking all right going forward.
Yeah, can't complain about that at all, as long as you shore those penalties up. So with the schedule now, I mean, obviously, yes, you got to win against the Jets, but Jets not making the playoffs, so you can't really stress about them too much. They're out the picture. You won't be seeing them again till week 17. But before that, you got Minnesota.
Right.
Miami.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Where's Miami?
Miami in Miami. Games? Sorry. Minnesota at Gillette.
Yep.
Miami in Miami.
Yep.
Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
All right.
Buffalo will be at Gillette. And then the Jets will be coming to Gillette as well. So that's five games coming up. How do you feel the Patriots shake out in these next coming five games? Break out of the bye. They got the first one out of the way. Can they run the table and go 6-0?
I tell you this. They should beat Minnesota at home.
I agree.
Gillette game, it shouldn't be even a game that I'm not nervous about that game. I think the Patriots are a better team than the Minnesota Vikings. I think they should be able to win at home at Gillette.
Okay.
Pittsburgh game, Brady usually owns Pittsburgh, right? Usually, no matter what, it's a big game. Seedings always has to do with seedings late in the end of the year. But that's the only game I see there that's like, okay, they could drop one here. And if they drop one, I can see them at worst being 12-4. But I can't see them losing any more games out of that. I don't see them losing to Miami. Where's Miami game?
In Miami. It's in Miami. How that goes sometimes.
It always is weird, but this Patriots team knows what they're playing for right now.
Yeah.
You know, they have to play for seed and going to try to play for a bye week, try to have the road go through New England. So they're going to handle business in Miami. It won't be easy. It's going to be some craziness that always happens, yeah. But they should beat Miami in Miami. And the rest of the Bills and the Jets, come on now.
The fact that the Bills and Jets, those two games are in Foxborough, I won't complain too much. Now, if you told me that Buffalo or Jets game was on the road, then I'd say, okay, here comes the trap game.
Right.
Here comes that game they lose to a bum divisional opponent. But the fact that those two games back-to-back at home in Gillette, you know, I have confidence in that. Now, if it's a case where, say, the Chiefs really screw up these next couple of weeks and the Patriots lock down that first round bye, could it be a situation where the Patriots maybe bench some guys against the Jets or Buffalo? I hope it doesn't get to that.
No.
And the Patriots don't really do that anyway.
No. They usually play it.
They play out. Well. Everybody's on the field. But I think just going through the rest of these games, one thing you definitely want to hope for is health. You know, you have all your weapons. Today was kind of a glimpse of having pretty much all your weapons available with Brady spreading the ball around. Obviously, you're still waiting for Burkhead to come back. But today was a glimpse of having everybody available. And 27 points, they can put up much more than that when they're really clicking on all cylinders. So it's going to be a next couple of weeks of football is going to get really interesting with the Patriots trying to fight for a seeding as well. Anything else?
I said I'm not concerned about the Minnesota Vikings. What about you, Mike? Do the Vikings, you know, do you have any, you know, thoughts on next week game? And you guys as well who are watching, you know, let us know your thoughts on our Minnesota Vikings.
I mean, obviously, again, like you mentioned, Thielen and what's the other receiver's name?
Diggs.
Thielen and Diggs are probably two of the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver in all the NFL. I think it's going to be a solid test for Gilmore and McCourty, the secondary in general. It's going to be a solid test for them. But again, like I said earlier, the fact that the game's being played at Gillette gives me the extra confidence boost I need, because Patriots are sitting 5-0 right now at Gillette Stadium. You know, it's never easy for an opponent to come into Gillette and win a game. I don't care who you are, how good you may be playing. Gillette is a hard place to play. So I feel very confident that, one, the Patriots will continue this momentum that they have, especially that they got today coming out of the bye week, and, two, being at Gillette, fans will be going crazy. It'll be a big game, 425 game. It's going to be a big one. I feel like the Patriots will easily – not easily, but the Patriots will handle business. It won't be. It'll be a tough game because, again, this defense hasn't really been one to say, "All right, well, they can lock down anybody who comes into Gillette or anybody they face in general." Hasn't been really been a lockdown defense. But I think, you know, Brady and this offense, fully healthy, will able to carry them over a win against the Minnesota Vikings.
Definitely.
So let's look at these comments. See if anybody has anything they want to add to all of that. I see our guy Travis Cactus Jack Scott saying Josh Gordon has been a deep threat his whole career with a bag of yeah, I hear what you're saying, Cactus Jack. Doesn't make sense, but you know what? You can't be mad at what Josh Gordon is bringing to this offense right now. You know,
it's definitely helped.
It's helped out a lot.
It's helped.
Imagine this team without Josh Gordon trying to carry on throughout the season. You know, if they didn't have Josh Gordon, who would they be dependent on? Edelman, Hogan, Dorsett.
Yeah.
No, Josh Gordon, yes. Maybe he's seen better days before. But
we got to remember, guys, that was 2013.
Yeah.
Everything everyone's bringing up about Josh Gordon was 5 years ago. Think about all the elite receivers. Who were they 5 years ago? Like, everything, things have changed. Yes, he's still young, but he has been playing football.
Yeah.
This is his year. He's really come back. You can't expect to see what you saw from him 5 years ago. It's impossible. This is a guy who's coming back into football, finally getting back into football shape, and he's doing all right. You know, of course, we want to see the 80-yard reception, the down-the-field one-hand catch, but this is what we're going to get out of Josh Gordon, and he's shown glimpses of great plays of when he's broken tackles and has gone further. So just keep that in mind, that the Josh Gordon, when he was playing with wacky quarterbacks, that was back in 2013.
And I think, you know, again, kind of piggybacking off of what you said, he's in a perfect situation where obviously he's not relied upon to carry the offense like Antonio Brown or Diggs or something like that, or Julio Jones. He's not relied upon to carry the offense. He has different guys around him, the Edelmans, like the Gronks, right, that can pick up the slack and not put all of the weight on Josh Gordon's shoulders to make plays. So I think he's in a great situation. Obviously, you'll get glimpses here and there of the 60, 70-yard reception, you know, whatever the case may be. But Josh Gordon is in a solid situation. I don't think he's upset, and I don't think the Patriots are upset with what they're seeing from him as well.
And another thing with Josh Gordon, which is great, is he automatically takes the best corner. Best corner has to go on Josh Gordon, which frees up things for Gronk and Edelman. So, which is a luxury, too, because, you know, even with the best corner, you like the matchup with Josh Gordon, whoever's facing him.
True. Can't be mad at that at all. So, with that being said, I'm looking at the time here, and we can definitely get into our stars and sorries of the game. If you have some, send them our way. Send them some stars. Send them some stories. Let us know who you think should deserve those awards for today's game. So, let's start with some stars.
Right.
And who played well. Marv, if you want to kick us off, if you have anybody in mind?
Definitely got to give out a star to Sony Michel, man. Michel played really hard. 21 carries, 133 yards, touchdown. This guy got folded back.
Sure did.
No pun intended. His back looked like it went in half. Got it some heating pad. You know, warmed it up a little bit, came back like it was nothing. That guy's a baller. We missed him, and this was his first game really back healthy, it looked like. So Sony Michel definitely gets a star. Also got to give a star out to Gilmore. I thought Gilmore had a really good game on Anunua for the most part. He's been another solid, so great year from Gilmore in general. You know, this is a guy I think he'll be able to be Pro Bowl eligible. He's been having a great season, so he's going to be tested big time. I don't know who you put him on, because that other receiver might just have a field day. But Gilmore is going to be tested big time next week, but he had a great game this week. So I'm going to give it to Michelle and Gilmore.
If I had to give us some stars, If I had to give us some stars, I think I'll start with Tom Brady, you know, especially, you know, one of the headlines about Tom Brady was over the last couple of weeks, he had not thrown a touchdown pass. Comes out today's game, throws two, gets back on track. You know, I think he's inching closer to passing Brett Favre for all-time touchdown passes. He's not too far behind, maybe one, two, or three away from passing Brett Favre. You know, Drew Brees is getting busy for New Orleans, so he's putting up numbers. Yeah. But Brady's making his way up. I will say for Brady, though, shout out to him. You know, he did pass Peyton Manning for most passing yards all-time with playoffs included. He's put up 70,000. I don't even remember the exact number off the top of my head, but he passed Peyton Manning in this game. You know, and it makes sense. You know, the guy's played in 8 Super Bowls. He's played in so many playoff games. You know, he's been
18 years
in the league. So it makes sense that it was going to happen. So shout out to him. He definitely gets a star of the game. Also want to give one again to the offensive line. Yes, they did have some, some penalties that they racked up during the game. But again, for the most part, Brady didn't take a sack. And Sony Michel, 21 carries, 133 yards, 6.3 yards per carry. Some of that is also attributed to the offensive line and the protection that he got. So want to give a star to the offensive line as well.
Right.
But when there's the good,
there's the bad.
And when you're bad on this show right here, we tell you
sorry.
Let's see. Travis Cactus Jack Scott, he gives a sorry to Trent Brown. He did get some of those penalties.
And David Andrews.
David Andrews as well. So I can understand why you want to give a sorry to those guys. To the refs as well. Sheesh. You know, they kept saying during the broadcast, this referee team, you know, they throw the most flags throughout the NFL. And if you watch that game, you'd understand why. Ooh, they had a sequence where it was – even the refs got a little tighter, like, once again. Whatever they call it, they said, once again.
Before the snap, there was a hold.
They did it again. Like, you know, they're just used to it. So, but – yeah, the flags are part of the game, but they also take away from the game. An argument can be made either way, but I can understand why you give a sorry to them. Do I have a sorry, excuse me, that I have in mind? I can't think of a sorry in terms of the Patriots. I think that all around it was decent. Marv, if you have anybody.
I do, Mike. I have a sorry. It's a play I showed you earlier. I don't know. I think even D. Murphy might have brought this up. I don't know if this is the same play we're talking about, but yeah, let that cough out. This is serious.
Yeah.
This is Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, he went they brought him in the end goal line to do a play. He got stuffed. But while he was on the ground, Mike, you know, sometimes when you're on the ground, you get up, you gotta it's hard to get up, but Cordarrelle Patterson got his hands full with a bunch of stuff his hands shouldn't have been full with. And you guys will see the replay. I'm not going to really talk about it too much, but it was a play that you just can't do, man. It's one of those things on ESPN where they say, come on, man. That's just Cordarrelle Patterson. What are you doing? If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go back to when they put it in the goal line and he fell and he was trying to, you know, get up, and he reached for another player's situation, and
perfect way to
and it was just not right. Just wasn't right. So Cordarrelle Patterson, on this show right here, when you do something crazy like that, we're gonna tell you sorry.
Yeah, man, I know exactly the play you're talking about in this. No, Cordarrelle Patterson. No, don't do that. Again, sorries for Patriots. I think all around, other than, yes, the penalties, like we mentioned, and that play right there, that was pretty bad. You know, I guess a sorry can go to the Jets another season where they ain't going anywhere.
Todd Bowles, man, this guy's holding on to his job.
3-8.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's going to be – I mean, eventually it's going to be time to go Todd Bowles. I don't know if this offseason will be it, but you got to switch it up soon because right now – Obviously, you're waiting for Darnold to come back from injury. I don't know if he's the answer, but another sorry season for the Jets, which is pretty much it, man. But any lasting thoughts, Mar, before we kind of wrap up the show here?
Check us out, you know, during the week, Patriots Roundtable. We'll, you know, recap this game again and recap whatever else is going on in the NFL. Shout out to all of you guys in the comments, as always, holding it down, making this show as entertaining as it is. Patriots next week against the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, they're going to build it up as a big game. In my opinion, I think the Patriots will handle it easily.
I agree 100%. I think the Patriots should take care of business at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Right. Just like Mar said, appreciate everybody tuning in, the comments. Check us out during the week with the Patriots Roundtable. And we'll be back next week following that Minnesota Vikings game. So, for Marvin Azan, I am Mike Molyneux. This has been the Patriots Postgame Show, powered by CLNS Media Network, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for all Boston professional sports. We will see you guys next week.